Finally tonight, an answer to one of the great mysteries of our time. Have you ever wondered why do women often find the temperature at work so much colder than men do? It's part of a battle of the sexes that comes up in our own offices and apparently goes back decades. Here's NBC's Jenna Wolf.
For all the progress we've made over the years in bridging the gender gap, there's still a glaring difference between men and women over one thing, the temperature.
More women complain about the temperature in my office than the men.
For the most part, he says it's hot, she says it's cold, and not just sort of cold.
You are wearing a sweater.
Yes.
Inside the office.
Correct.
Why is that?
Because it feels like February.
It's absolutely freezing.
It is the summer, and I'm wearing a fake fur blanket.
The great temperature debate has fueled office politics.
Women seem to be more comfortable at something like 75 degrees Fahrenheit, whereas men tend to be more comfortable around 70 degrees.
Because it's just so cold in the office,
some people say they come outside just to warm up.
It's a cold war that's been going on for years, until now. Because a new study shows that the temperatures in most office buildings are determined by an outdated model, developed in the 1960s and based on the metabolism of a 154-pound 40-year-old man. Fast forward more than 50 years, with half of the workforce comprised of women, those thermostats still haven't budged.
Sometimes there's some shivering going on.
I actually feel just right. Just right.
So as it turns out, women have been right all along. It is actually cold in here.
It could be 100 degrees outside and it feels like the North Pole in here.
And maybe the solution is as simple as a fashion statement. If men and women would just dress for the season, and yes, that's a short sleeve blazer, everyone would be happy. Jenna Wolf, NBC News, New York.